Austrian Chancellor Wolfgang Schüssel is starting negotiations with the far-right Freedom Party, the FPO, to form a new government. Mr. Schüssel's Christian Democrats are taking a major risk and allying with the FPO, dominated by populist Jörg Haider. 3 months after his landslide election victory, Christian Democratic Chancellor Wolfgang Schüssel, after looking into other alternatives, has opted for a continuation of a centre-right coalition with the controversial Freedom Party. Since November, Mr. Schüssel has explored the possibilities for a coalition with both the Social Democrats and the Environmental Greens, but with no success. A party executive meeting of Mr. Schüssel's OVP was unable to agree unanimously on the decision to link up with the FPO. Powerful state governors, as well as the head of the party's business wing, voted against or abstained. Their argument was that the FPO was too unstable and warned Mr. Schüssel that he alone bears the responsibility for this step. Internal divisions in the Freedom Party triggered the election last year and led to the collapse of its vote at the polls from 27% to just 10%. Since then, the party has remained bitterly divided, with a hardcore remaining dedicated to Jörg Haider, who once praised the employment policies of Adolf Hitler. The party is formerly run by Herbert Haupt. Mr. Haider's followers have even started a fan club run by right-winger Ewald Stadler, who received thunderous applause at the last party conference.
Jörg Haider ist heute nicht abrig, sagt von diesem Rednerpult aus.
He says, Jörg Haider is not here today, but I can tell you from here that this is the party of Jörg Haider. Even under Herbert Haupt, it will stay the party of Jörg Haider. Many in the OVP fear that Mr. Haider is just biding time before exacting revenge on Mr. Schüssel, whom he blames for the defeat of the Freedom Party. They fear that this coalition will also come to an abortive end. Mr. Haider aroused controversy last year by his meetings with Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. He has attacked what he calls the imperialist policies of the United States against Iraq. When the last centre-right coalition was formed in 2000, the European Union for a short time imposed sanctions against Austria. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.